Reb Shimon lisma cholov b'shas atchak. So Reb Shurba Levi said back, we could be samech on Reb Shimon's halacha in our Mishnah that says even though the get is written today and signed tomorrow, still the get is kosher. So he said like b'diyeved b'shas atchak we could be samech on Reb Shimon. That's the only reason why he was matarit. So Gemara asks, I v'omer Reshlokas said that lehichshu Reb Shimon el liyalter. Reshlokas said that no, Reb Shimon was only matter the get if it was signed at night time, but not if it was signed in another 10 days. Said so, why do you say according to Reb Shimon it's kosher over here? Here, mashma you're going that all 10 have to have a shem edim. If all 10 have to have a shem edim, then according to Reshlokas, according to Reb Shimon, the get is possible. Because Reb Shimon only says it could be signed, written today and signed tonight, but not within 10 days. Aval mikan v'yadasor yom meloi, he says it's possible. So Marin says, "Behi k'Reb Yechanan srulei." I tell you, in this part, Reb Shua ben Levi holds like Reb Yechanan that according to Reb Shimon, the get is still kosher, even though it was written today and signed within 10 days. I, the Gemara asked, "If you go according to Reb Yechanan, the Yomer Reb Yechanan, Reb Yechanan said that shnayim mishumedim v'kulam mishum tanai." Reb Yechanan said, when you attend 10 people to take care of your get, you only mean 2 should be Edim, and the other 8 are only a Tanai. So then what do you have to come on to Reb Shimon here for? Here we're talking about 2 of them signed the same day, just the other 8 signed later on. So according to Reb Yechanan, the get should be kosher, even according to the Rabbanan. So Gemara says, Behi Keresh Lakish Terulayim. In this point I tell you, Reb Yishur Ben Levi holds that Keresh Lakish. So Rabbi Yishur ben Levi holds like Reish Lakish that when you say the 10, you mean all 10 have to be Edim. So therefore, he said that if you have 2 signed today, and the other 8 within 10 days, it's kosher according to Rabbi Shimon, which goes Aliba de Rabbi Yechanan. That also according to Rabbi Shimon, the get is kosher even though it was first signed within 10 days. Still, according to Rabbi Shimon, since the Iketam of Zaman in the get is Mishum Peiris, and the husband loses his peiros mishas ksiver anyway, therefore, according to Reb Shimon, this get is kosher. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding daf yutes samar aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ba'akol koisvin, you're allowed to write the get with any type of an ink. B'diyoy means with regular ink. B'sam with a type of a paint." The sikra, that's red dye, or the kumis, a type of a seif that comes out of a tree, or the kankantum, we'll see in the Gemara, that's also black dye that they use to the blacksmith uses, or the chol dovashu shokayoma. Any type of an ink that's shokayoma that remains a long time, does not erase, it does not like, get invisible right away. It has to be shokayoma that could stay a long time. Ein koisvin, but you cannot write a get, loy b'mashkin, not with regular water, some say it means like with the juice of wine or oil, for loy b'mei peiros, and not with regular orange juice or other type of juice that comes out of fruits, for loy b'chol dover sheinu miskayim, and not with any type of an ink that's not miskayim, that does not stay a long time. Al hakoyol koisvin, on any type of a cloth, a piece of parchment or paper, you could write to get. Now it says the chiddush al ha'olah shel zayis, even on the leaf from an olive tree, the al hakeren shapara, and even on the horn of a cow, and v'noisim la'sapara. But you know you have to give it then the whole parah. And the Gemara explains, we'll see, it means you cannot just rip off the horn and give it to him, but you have to give her the whole parah then. And the same thing al yad shel eved, you're allowed to write up a get on the hand of your eved kanani. V'noisin lo es eved, and then you have to give it over to her, the eved. That's also called the v'nosan, you're giving her the get. She could be megareshes this way. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Yoimeh know that ein koisvin lo yal dovash yesh baruach hayim v'lo yal oichlim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili argues on his last few cases and says that you cannot write the get on a leaf from an olive tree, since it's called an oichol. You cannot write the get on food or on a balchai, on an animal or on an eved that's alive. He holds you cannot write the get. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly why. From the word basefer, it has to be dafkar sefer, and not on a dover that's a chai, or else on a oichlin. So now the Gemara explains, diyoy, what is that? That's diyusa. That's ink. Sam, that's some type of a paint. Sikra, what is sikra? My rabbi babachono, sikraso shmo. Its name is sikraso, and Rashi says it's tzva edom, that's red dye. Kumos, kuma means kuma, Rashi says, seraf ilon, a type of a seif that comes out of the tree. Kankantum, what is that? Omer Rabba Bar Bachono, Omer Shmuel, Charso di Ushchfei. Which is Charso di Ushchfei, means the blackness that a dye. Rashi says it means Udmiant. That's the blackness that a blacksmith uses to dye things with. Then the Mishnah says, "Ubechol dover shum miskayim," and anything that the ink is a type of a thing that lasts a long time. La'asu yamai, what does it come to include? La'asu yehodatoni Rabbi Chanina. It comes to include what we learned from Rabbi Chanina that says, "Kisvu b'mei tarya." If you write a get with mei tarya, or else the aftsa that's walnut water, it's kosher, because these things are also miskayim. So what exactly is mei tarya, the water from tarya? So Rashi Bomshat says it means mei gishomen, rainwater. So what is rainwater? How does it have any color to it? So you have to say it means the rainwater that comes down off the roof. So if a house that it gets dirty from the roof of the house, that has darkness, blackness to it, that's miskayim. Or else Rashi says mei tarya means mayim shesharim by pri shukei nafotzim. Also type of a juice that comes out of the peiris, that he soaks this pre, not the juice of the made peiros, that the Mishnah says is possible, but it means the juice that comes, that you soak this special type of a fruit in it, that gives off darkness. So these two types of waters is miskayim, you could use it. Toni Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia says, Kisvu be'ever, if you write a get with lead, b'shochor, shochor, that's, Pchamim Rashi says, that means coals, or b'shichor, shichor we had before, that's the blackness, that the blacksmith uses, is kosher. It's kosher. These things are adav ha-miskayim. Itmar, we learn like this. Ha-mavir diyoy agabe sikra b'shabbos. Let's say on Shabbos, we know it's also to write. There's a melacha ksiva. There's a melacha mechika. You're not allowed to erase something that was already written on Shabbos. So what's going to be if before Shabbos you have something written down b'sikra in red ink? And now on Shabbos, you go over those letters now with black ink on Shabbos. That's called Hamavir Diyoy Agabi Sikra B'Shabbos. You go over the red letters with black ink now on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yechonim V'Rash Lakish Diyamri Tavayu, they both agree and both say that Chayiv Shtayim, on Shabbos you have two malachas involved now. And if he did a B'Shoigig, you Chayiv two Kabonas. Achas Mishum Kaysif. First of all, the fact that you're putting the black ink on top, that's more choshev, that's nicer. That's called the new ma'isa ksiva. The yachas mishum oichik, you also chayiv before erasing. It's considered that you are erasing now the bottom black ink. So therefore you chayiv too. What about diyoy agabi diyoy? Let's say before Shabbos it was written with black ink. So let's say a posik. And now on Shabbos you're writing it over again, over the exact same words again with black ink. Or el sikru agabi sikru, red ink on top of red ink. Then potter, on Shabbos you potter midirayis, there's no malacha. There's no ma'isa ksiva, because it's the same thing that was there before. There's no ma'isa mechiki, you're not erasing, because the same thing that was there is there now also. So therefore you potter. Avada means potter midirayis, avada midirabonon, that was also to do this. What about those sikru agabi diyoy? Let's say now, first before Shabbos, you had something written with nice black ink. And now on Shabbos, you write over the same posik, the same words, you write over it with red ink. What's the loch? Is it called the malacha or not? So amri lo chayiv, amri lo potter. Some say your chayiv is called the malacha, and some say no, your potter. So Gemara explains, amri lo chayiv, the one that says yes, your chayiv, he holds mechiku. This is a type of a mechika. So Rashi says, what does it mean mechika you're erasing? Rashi says, v'loy kaysev, but it's not considered that you're writing. She metchilo hayakosav hogen miyato. Because before that you had the black ink, that was nicer than what we have now, the red ink. So the red ink on top is not called the ksiva. Mashma for ksiva, for kaisa, for writing, you have to create something new and something better than what was there before. Since before it was written in black ink and now it's only in red ink, it's not called the ksiva. But a mechikir it is called. It's called you are erasing the black ink that was there before. So you chayef for a mechika. But the Amri lo potter, the other word says no, you potter, because they hold makalkalo. It's called you're destroying here. That's not called erasing. When is erasing chayiv on Shabbos if you erase something with a condition like that you want to write over, you want to write something nicer? Or else you want to erase something because you want it to be erased. So then you're chayiv. But over here, the erasing is only a kilku, you're making it worse. Like really, it would have been nicer the black ink. Now that you're putting red ink on top of it, true, you're being mechi, you're taking away the black ink, but you're making it worse That's called a kilkul, therefore you potter on Shabbos. And Rashi explains the first man, the Yom holds, no, it's not called a real kilkul here, because still you could see something. There is still the words here. True, now it's in red ink, but it's the words are still here. So since the words are here, a kilkul is not called. So therefore, it's enough of a malacha for a mechika for erasing. But for a ksiva, though, it's not called a good kaisa, it's not called a good writing. Because mashma, writing means you have to create something new or better. But a mechika does not mean you have to create something better. Mechika just means you are erasing something. And as long as it's not called a total destruction, you're chay for it. Now the Gemara says, Boi minei Resh Lakish from Rabbi Yechanan. Resh Lakish, yes, the Shiloh from Rabbi Yechanan. What's going to be the loch Eidim Shein Yoidim Lachtim? Eidim that do not know how to sign the name. So the Shiloh is, Mao Sheyichtavu Lehem Besikra. Could we first sign the name, like let's say his name is Yaakov. We'll first write down the word Yaakov in red ink. V'yichtemu ksav elyon. V'yichtemu. And then they'll sign, and as they'll sign on top of it, well, let's say with black ink. So they'll just have to go over the words Yaakov. But l'mayis, it's called a signature, because even though you go over the word Yaakov, still you go in, you go out of the line, so still it's called a signature. But the question is it called a ksav or not? So the question is, the Gemara says, ksav elyon, the top writing. Ksav, is it called ksav? Ksav? Maybe it's not called ksav. Since on bottom was written the word Yaakov, and then they write on top of it the word Yaakov, maybe it's not called a new ksav, it's not called a signature. So Amalei, he answered back to Meina ksav, Yishino, you're not Yoitza, it's not called a chsimus eidim. That's not called a ksav, since underneath it was written anywhere the word Yaakov, so the top ksav is not called a new ksav. Amalei, he said it back to him, V'halolim maratona rabbeinu, you yourself taught us, that ksav el yoin ksav linyan Shabbos, that linyan Shabbos we had, at first it was a writing in red ink. And then on Shabbos you go over it with black ink. Yechayiv mishum ksiva. So you see, the ksav elyon is called a good ksav. So why aren't you yaitza the chsima seidim this way? Or Malay, so he said back to him, v'chi mepnei sh'anu madmin naso maisa. Because we want to compare one case to another case. Therefore, we could do an action halacha lemaisa. So Rashi explains what he meant to say is that even by Shabbos. That we said before, Yechayev Shtayim, Yechayev Mishum Ksiva, he does not mean to say that if we have the Beis Hamikdash right now, he would do it b'shegig, he would tell you to bring the Korban Chatas. He would not tell you to bring the Korban. He was only Mesafkis, like it's a Suffolk. We don't know if he really Chayev or not. So Lechumra, he said, you are Chayev. But over here, where you want to be Mekel, go easy on the person to say it's called a good Chasima, that you can't say. Therefore, he says this Chasima is no good for a Chasima Sovigit. Itma, we learned like this. Eidim Shein Yoidim Lachtim. If you have Eidim that do not know how to sign their name, so what do? They're kosher Eidim. They could be Eidim on the Shtar, on the Get, just they don't know how to sign their name. So Rav Omaran says the Eitzer is that Mekarim Lehem and Nayir Cholok. The Eitzer is we have to scratch out on a plain piece of paper, or Memalim Esakroyim Diyoy, and then let the Eidim go over with the pen with ink, and write on top of this a scratching that we did. So the scratching is not called iksav. They, the Eidim, are the ones that are making iksav here. That's called the chsimus Eidim. Hushmul Amar Shmul says the Eitzer is beiver. Let Will first write down the word Yaakov with lead, and then on top of that, the Eidim will sign the name, go over it again with ink. So the iksav here is called iksav. So Gemara says, is that true? Beiver slakodaita, could we first make a word Yaakov with lead? You want to tell me that's not called iksiva? So therefore, you want to say with the Eidim sign on top is kosher, is that true? What Tony Reb Chi, we learned before that Reb Chi says, Kosvu be'ever, if you write a get with lead, b'shochor, with, shochor Rashi said again, that was, chum, that was with coals, or else b'shichor, that's what the black ink, that the black dye that the blacksmith uses, it says kosher, it's kosher to write a get. So you see, lead is called the good ksav. So if we would first write down the word Yaakov in lead, how could the Eidim sign on top of it? For sure that signature is not called a signature. So Gemara answers, Lakasha, that's not a stira. I'll tell you, Ho b'Ibro, Ho b'Maya d'Ibro. If you're using pure lead itself, that's not called Iksav. Therefore, we could first write down in lead the name Yaakov, and the Eidim will sign on top of it. That it was learned before, Abchia said, to get this kosher, that's b'Maya d'Ibro. That's with water that was soaked in lead. Lead was soaked in water. That tank is Dovashokayama, that's called the good ksav. Rabbi Yavu, Amar Rabbi Yavu says the Eitzer is again when these Edim do not know how to sign their name. So they warn us first to write the word Yaakov and they'll write it over. So he says the Eitzer is B'nei Milin. You could write it with Mei Milin. Mei Milin, that's this water of like walnut, gallnut water. For Fradi Gemara Kashai, V'otoni Rabbi Chanino, Kosvu B'nei Tarya V'Avtza Kosher. If you write a get with Mei Tarya, we have that's the dirty rainwater. Or V'Avtza, this is the Mei Milin. This is this gallnut water. It's kosher. So if so, you see it's called a good ksav. So how could you say we'll write it down first with this Mei Milin and then the Edom will sign on top of it? So Gemara says, Lakasha. I'll tell you how the offits, how the lay offits. It depends like on what you're writing it. If you're writing it on a piece of parchment that had Mei Milin on it already, that means the offits means that the parchment was worked over with this gold nut. So since it was worked over with it already, it has the same color now as this Mei Milin. Therefore, the ksav is not called a ksav, like a Mei Milin, like a Mei Milin. See, if the parchment itself was worked over with this gallnut water, then we could write on top of it the name Yaakov with gallnut water, because that's not called nikah so much. That's for sure, it's not called a ksav. Then the edim would sign on top of it with black ink, that would be kosher. But that we learned before, if you write to get with Mei Milin, it's kosher, that's where the parchment was not worked over first with gallnut water. So therefore, the parchment does not look like this color. Therefore, if you write it now with gallnut, with Mei Milin, it's called a good ksav. So therefore, there's no stira. Rav Pop, Amar Rav Papa says, Baroik. The answer is that we should first use our spit and write out the word Yaakov with our spit, and then the Edom with sign on top of it. In other words, there's no other Eitzah. Pashti says the other Eitzah is called a ksav, and therefore the top ksav will be possible. The only Eitzah is to use roik. Vechein oiri le Rav Papa le Papa Turo Baroik. That's where Rav Papa taught. Papa Turo means Papa that took care of the cattle, that sold cattle, to use roik in case we have Edim that do not know how to sign their name. The Eitzah is to tell them to use roik first, and they'll sign on top of it. Now the Gemara says all these Eitzahs are Vahani Milu. When do we say this? Begitin. It's a question of a get Isha. Like Mishum Miguna, we want to make sure she'll receive her get, so we make it easy, even though the only Edim we have on hand right now are Edim that don't know how to sign the name, we let them get away easy, we'll help them sign the name. Avul Bishtoris, but any other type of Ishtar, loy, then you're not allowed to use such Edim. And if you need Edim, Rashi says, Yach Sarachar Edim Bikiyim Lachtim. Go look for a better pair of Edim. Go look for a pair of Edim that know how to sign the name. You can't use such Edim like this that can't even sign the name. The Mora says now, though, who? It happened once. The Ovet Uvdu Bishashdars, that a person let these type of Edim sign on a star of money, that the Edim did not know how to sign the name by themselves. The first we scratched out, though, with Reik. We wrote their name and then they signed on top of it. And the mice was Vinag de Rav Kana. Rav Kana gave that person Malkus. So you see, because you're not allowed to do this, this is not called the good ksav by Shar Shtaros. First, Tanya